Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And as always, I have my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn with me today. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing well, Lenny, but your grandson's not.
Yes, I want to say thank you to all our listeners and all our friends who have been praying for my grandson, Nicholas. Nicholas is 5 years old, and he fell off the monkey bars in Largo Park the other day and broke his wrist. And when he was brought to the hospital, he wasn't treated properly, and they stopped the circulation in his arm. So he's now down in All Children's Hospital. Thank you, God. He had 4 hours of surgery yesterday. There'll be more surgery today or tomorrow. So, Nick, listen, Grandma's saying hi to you, and I love you, and I'll be there to see you at the hospital this afternoon. But I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe in the power of community. So if you can send your positive energies and prayers my grandson's way, I would love it. Okay, enough blubbering for now. On with the show, and I think we have on the line the most awesome health coach, Tammy Taylor. Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
Hey.
How's everyone today? Good, I hope.
Joyful and grateful.
Excellent. Well, in honor of one of our guests today we're going to talk about kindness. Being kind actually has great health benefits. Kindness fuels energy and esteem. And in a Barclay study, about 50% of the participants reported feeling stronger and having more energy after helping others.
Mm-hmm.
It actually creates greater feelings of calmness and enhanced self-esteem. So another good reason to be kind. It makes a person happier. Actually, Harvard did a study on the fact that those who were giving were the overall happiest people.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and it's good for our hearts. Witnessing kind acts, or actually doing kind acts, produces oxytocin, which is the love hormone. It actually lowers blood pressure and improves our overall health. So that's a great reason to do it. It also decreases some bad stuff, which is, it decreases pain, stress, anxiety, depression. So people who practice kindness have a habit of having 20, or have a, who practice kindness as a habit,
mm-hmm.
have 23% lower cholesterol.
Woohoo! Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to try that.
Yeah, and cortisol, yeah.
Wow.
So if anybody's thinking of some ideas to get you started, here's a few ideas.
Okay.
So, you know how we always get upset when we allow somebody in the lane?
Yeah.
That, you know, somebody's cutting us off?
Mm-hmm.
Change that around. Think about the person they're in a rush to. So be kind and let them through.
Right. It's no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Or how about let the person behind you in line at the supermarket go first?
Yeah.
You may just strike up a conversation and change the world.
Right. You just might help somebody out with their groceries or just getting something off the shelf in the supermarket. You don't know how many times I see seniors in the supermarket. They can't even reach the top shelf.
They always ask me.
Yeah, me too. We're tall. They always ask us. But yeah, and it makes, and I think being kind, just like gratitude, is like a natural antidepressant.
Absolutely.
Because you can't have those crummy thoughts in your head when you're having all those good thoughts. They just kind of push the rest out.
Yes. So kindness is good for our health. Go out and practice some kindness today.
And it's pretty cheap too, huh? You don't even have to go to the store and buy it. Thanks, Tammy. Thanks for being with us today. Where can our listeners find you?
Yes, you can find me at www.hope4healthnow.com. And I hope you have a great show.
Thanks, honey. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And thanks for Vaughn being on the boards today and hooking up my YouTube and the Facebook and all
that
stuff.
Now I can blame him if there's a problem.
We appreciate all your help. We're doing great. We're doing great. Great. Glad to be here in sunny Florida. It's always good. We have some special guests on the show today. At the top of the show, we're going to have Katie Reed from Transitions Rehabilitation. Thanks for being with us.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
You, together with the Senior Care Group, is one of our new partners on the show, so that's very exciting. You know, listeners, I only partner with certain people. I make sure that the companies have full integrity and that they're doing the right thing, because there's a lot of companies out there that aren't doing the best things for our seniors, and my caregivers are very vulnerable. So you know that anybody's on this show or on my website, they've been fully vetted. So please listen to that. And we have, who do we have here today? Your name is?
My name is Sarah.
Your name is Sarah, and you're the Mini Kind Mouse president, do I hear?
Yeah.
Mice in Training.
Mice in Training.
Mice in Training. And you're here today together with Gina Wilkins from the Kind Mouse.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
We're going to talk to you ladies at the bottom of the show. I love everything you do. It's good stuff. You know, I always say we're so surrounded. So I'm so excited and grateful to be surrounded by the professionals in our community, because there are people here every day that do want to make a difference and do make a difference. Just don't talk about it. And even just with resources, you know, you guys, if you need something, you can call me. If I don't have the answer, I know someone that does have the answer. And we're going to get that information or that resource for whatever you need to you. So before we go a little further and talk to Katie, I wanted to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Devin in Seminole.
Hey.
We have Sally in St. Pete. And we have Marissa in Gulfport.
Welcome, ladies.
Welcome. And as I always say, there's always plenty of room at the Connecting Caregivers radio table. You don't have to be on time. You can come whatever time you want. And we're always here for you. So, Katie.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
And you came from St. Pete, though.
I did. I live in St. Pete. I work in Tampa, but I live in St. Pete.
I was going to say, so today was probably a better day for you than a better commute than other. So tell us a little bit about you and about Transitions Rehabilitation.
Okay, well, my name is Katie Reed. I have worked with Transitions Rehab since 2011. Shortly after I moved to the Tampa Bay area, I had one other job before I worked for Transitions, but as soon as I found them, I knew that was the place for me. I feel the same way that you do about, you know, making sure that the people that you surround yourself are believe in the same things that you believe.
Right.
So I feel like I really found that with the team that I work with and for. So
that's really exciting. Yeah. That's really exciting. So what are some of the questions people should think about when deciding if occupational or speech therapy or anything is necessary?
Right. So Transitions Rehabilitation provides occupational, physical, and speech therapy services. And we get that question a lot. Well, how do I know if I need occupational, physical, or speech therapy? Some people hear it from their doctor, but some people don't, and they don't maybe don't realize what they should be looking for in their lives that therapy may help them with.
Well, so, you know, I don't even think lots of times their loved one knows what to look for. It's kind of they get into a rut, so now mom's gimping a little bit, but that's just how she does it, you know, instead of realizing. Or many times I think with speech, you get used to how the person's talking, so you can understand what they're saying. You don't really realize until somebody from the outside comes in and says, I really can't understand.
Right. So we provide those therapy services to the geriatric population, to adults, to school-age children, and to babies, too. So when you're thinking about therapy, you want to think about things like recent injury, illness, hospitalization, if you or your loved one has experienced an injury, a fall, an accident of some sort, any sort of, you know, strain or sprain that you're feeling pain from, or if you've been in the hospital, if you or your loved one has had a hospitalization, a lot of times we see...
Because they get them out of the hospital pretty quick.
Yeah, and even after a short hospitalization, we can see weakness come from that, just being in bed for just two or three days.
It's for sure.
Results in weakness. So questions that you and your loved ones should consider would be, do I have any pain or discomfort in my joints? You know, maybe you've been told that your pain is just arthritis and you're just getting older and that's kind of
just
you have to deal with it kind of thing. But that's not true. wouldn't it be great if there was an alternative that didn't require a lifetime of pills or a painful surgery or something like that? So,
or just not getting helped at all.
Exactly. You know, things like, do I want to stand and walk longer? Do I need help going up and down the stairs more than I used to? You know, do I feel fatigued? Do I want to be able to play with my grandkids longer? Those would be things that physical therapy could help with. And then on the speech therapy side, I'm a speech therapist myself, so I often get asked the question, well, what do? Just help people who stutter or something like that, which we do, but we do a whole lot more. So you could consider if you or your loved one is having any trouble chewing and swallowing, speech therapy can help.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. We work a lot with swallowing. Maybe your loved one has had a stroke and they, you know, have had to have a different kind of diet because their chewing muscles aren't working as well anymore. So, and then on the pediatric side, you want to consider if your child needs, you know, has trouble being understood or isn't talking very much. That would be for speech therapy.
You know, when my brother was little, my brother had some speech issues, but we didn't realize it. So my sisters and my mom were home with my brother. We always understood him just fine. Then he went to kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we realized.
Unfamiliar environment, unfamiliar listeners.
Yep. And I remember I used to take him once a week to a college. We rode our bikes because I'm the big sister. And I used to take him for speech therapy once a week. And it was probably like for, I don't know, like a year. And then he was good to go. Everybody could tell him to be quiet now. He was talking so well. Yep. Hi, David.
We see that a lot. So, yeah, that's kind of some things to consider when you're thinking about if therapy could help you or your family.
Because I think lots of times, too, when people have a stroke or something like that, they just kind of, like, give up. And they think this is how the person is going to be now. They don't realize that they can still do other things to make it different.
Right. And for a long time, especially following stroke or any sort of brain injury, for a long time people thought, well, if you don't make progress right away, you're just going to be stuck where you are. And that's not necessarily the case. There's lots of research coming out that's showing that neuroplasticity lasts for many, many years after some sort of incident or accident. So there can be progress made for a very long time. You know, never give up hope.
And always keep moving, you know. Exactly. That's what I say with seniors, too. I tell them, if you rest, you rust. You need to move to lube. The other day, I go to Curves 3 mornings a week. And I was in there the other morning, and there's this woman there, and she's like 85 years old, and she said, a year ago, I couldn't tie my shoes.
Wow.
And you would never know it. You see her, she's doing all the workout, and she just came, and slowly but surely, she said, I have a lot of life left, and I want to feel good.
Absolutely.
But when she said to me, a year ago, I couldn't tie my shoes, I was like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So that movement and that therapy, that physical interaction can help so much in recovery. Exactly.
So what makes therapists in your field different than other therapists that are out there?
That's a good question. I think that the main thing that differentiates our therapists on our teams, and we have teams in several different settings. You know, we have inpatient rehab at the Home Association, which you've done your show from a few weeks ago. And then we also have an outpatient clinic, so it just kind of depends on what you're looking for, but the teams at all of our settings and all of our locations are going to treat you like family. And I think that is what makes the real difference. You know, they're knowledgeable, they're trustworthy, but you can believe that they will treat your family like their own family. And I think that's so important. And
that's in-house, or do you go to people's houses?
Right now, it is like at the Home Association, our skilled nursing facility. It would be people who are staying there, or people who've been discharged from there but want to come back because they love their therapist. They could come back for outpatient therapy.
Oh, good.
And then at our outpatient clinic, it's, you know, we have people coming there to us.
Okay.
We do also, one of our divisions of our umbrella company, Senior Care Group, is Diamond Home Health. And they do provide therapy services.
Yeah, it's
the
good. You have a whole team over there.
We do.
So you can follow, you know, follow the whole thing along, which is very good because people get lost in the shuffle sometimes.
Yes, and we can meet your needs no matter what setting you need. And we can meet your needs with therapists that are going to treat you with compassion and empathy and who will establish a relationship with you that feels like family.
What somebody's home now, one of my listeners, and they're listening to this and thinking, you know, maybe mom does need to be moving around a little bit more. What's something that they could just start out with at home?
Well, if we're talking about weakness and just overall movement, you know, you can start as simple as if they're able to sit in a chair and perform some marching exercises, you know, with their legs, just picking your feet up and down off the ground, kind of moving side to side in your chair is a good thing. You can move from as simple as that to just increasing the amount of steps that you take. If you're able to take some steps, maybe you can walk from your chair to the kitchen. Well, maybe let's try 5 more steps than that tomorrow. Just gradual increases. But definitely, if you've noticed a decline in your function or your loved one's function in any way, it's always worth a call. You can call us, you can call your doctor and just say, hey, you know, I used to be able to do XYZ and now I can't do it.
All right, so somebody's home listening thinking, yeah, my loved one needs therapy now. So what do they have to do? Go to their primary and get...
Yep, that's a good way to do it. You can go to your primary and just discuss your concerns, discuss your, you know, issues that you may be having, and they can send us a referral for therapy, or you can call our clinic directly, our main therapy line, and we can talk you through the steps.
And what's that phone number?
That is 813-341-2726.
Okay, and we'll repeat that again later.
Sure.
So think about that. Don't think that this is my situation and I'm stuck with this. There's always options. There's always different things. And you know what I say all the time. I don't want to be that lady just sitting in a chair and nobody's talking to me.
You'll do all the talking, Lindy. Don't worry.
But, you know, we need to keep our seniors active. We need to keep everybody active. A little thing they can do, and it's another thing, and you know I've talked about this on the show before, is sometimes we're the ones that disable them.
That's true.
Because it's easier for me to just go get something and give it to mom than to wait for mom to get up and have to watch mom get up and walk into the other room. Yeah.
That was difficult for me to learn because I'm a let's go now. And my husband wanted to do it and I was taking it away.
We see that a lot in pediatrics as well. If maybe a little one isn't talking, mom or dad or brothers and sisters, it's so easy. They anticipate the child's needs. They say, oh, I know he wants his gummies or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I know that's what he wants. He doesn't have to say it. But you're right. That's kind of hindering progress. We want to make sure that we're enabling the people that we care for to do things on their own and develop the skills or regain the skills that they may have lost.
And they feel good about themselves. Exactly. I mean, my husband took the garbage down to the chute. And he picked up the mail, and he was just, like,
happy. And he felt good about
that. Exactly. Yep.
That's my job. And
you know, a man that ran businesses, that did everything. They still got to have some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
They still need to. And the purpose helps mentally and physically. You know, getting out and doing something. Even people with dementia, you know, they'll give them things to fold. They'll do different things. And just think about that. That it's so important to keep your loved one engaged.
Yes.
So important to keep your loved one engaged. There's a woman I met a few weeks back. Well, it's a couple of months now. And her mom has dementia. And she says, well, mom's like falling around the house all the time. And she's making her crazy. She feels like she's crazy. So we met. And mom used to be a teacher. So what we do now is every Monday morning is we give her a big piece of poster board and magazines and say, the teachers in school really need your help, mom. Oh. And next week they're going to be teaching the kids about flowers. So we need you to cut all the flowers out of these magazines and glue it on the poster board, and there can't be any white spots.
Oh, nice.
And it takes her mom about a week to do it.
But it gives her a purpose.
It gives her a purpose. And the woman actually brought it into the school.
Perfect.
And then the kids wrote a thank you note or something like that. So think of those things that you can do with your loved one. Whether it's walking around a little bit more, maybe you put on a little music and get them up to dance a little bit.
Yes.
You know, because some of them are just going to be, I don't feel like exercising, I don't want to do nothing. You know, so sometimes you got to find a different approach to it too.
We also try along those lines to make our work with our clients feel functional. So, you know, instead of folding a piece of paper, which might not be functional, we work with them on folding clothes, which is functional.
Or napkins.
Yeah, exactly. You know, giving them things that feel functional for things that they're actually going to do in their daily life.
Yeah, and everybody wants to feel a purpose. And wants to feel. If we just keep taking everything away from them and just leaving them sitting in the chair, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
And they have so much to offer and so much to learn.
They do.
And everybody's got a great story. You know, I'm so excited when I leave the show today, I get to go for my training for Honor Flight. So I'm going on an honor flight this week to Washington, D.C.
That's so awesome.
I can't wait. But see, these are people that are staying active. These guys are still getting, you know, a lot of these people are 90 years old that are going to be getting, there'll be a lot of wheelchairs there that'll be getting on the plane and everything, but they're still active and they still have a life and they, you know, and they got great stories. They got great stories. And you know, all of them, you see these guys. I know, in fact, I'm escorting a woman who was a nurse in the Korean War. I'll meet her this afternoon. But it's funny, you know, you'll see them, they're all so humble. they're like, nah, I wasn't a hero. I just, me and the guys just went and did what we had to do.
You know? 18 years old.
Especially when you get to like the World War II vets, you know, and stuff like, and they're like, no, the guys over there that died, they were the heroes, not us. We're just the guys, you know. And I love what they do. They, on the way home on the plane, they have mail call. And each person gets an envelope with letters from all different people. Some are from personal people they know, and some are from people they don't know. Because that was a big thing when they were in the service, you know, that mail call, getting the mail. So that made me so happy. I'm part of Kiwanis, and we have K-Kids. And the whole class made, like, 50 more cards. So that's just blessing. Just a total blessing.
It's going to be, it's a good thing you're not going today, because they're getting a heck of a storm up there.
Yeah, are they?
This, the northeast this weekend. Well, it's coming from where we headed down south.
Yeah.
The flooding, yeah. And through Iowa and that.
Well, I know it's going to be perfect weather. Everything's going to be perfect. The flight's going to be perfect.
It's going to be a perfect time.
Yes,
you're going to have a wonderful
yes,
time.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited. And I was actually gifted to be able to go, which is as an escort.
Because they go for free, the servicemen.
The veteran goes for free, but the escorts, there's a fee, because you know, you got to pay for the airplane and everything else. But I was actually gifted.
I know.
So that was very, very nice, very exciting. Someone came into the radio show a couple weeks ago and gave me the gift on the show so I could cry here and, you know, do a lot of stuff, but it's all good. So right now we need to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the scoop. If we don't hear from our partners, you don't get to hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
I wasn't prepared for Dad to get sick. He's Mom's primary caregiver. But thanks to Assisting Hands, we were able to give Mom the care that she needed, from getting her up in the morning, making breakfast, getting her showered, to changing the sheets on her bed. They understood her memory loss and were able to provide us with a caregiver who was patient, kind, and engaging. Mom smiles when she arrives, and they have a great time together. Assisting Hands has helped Mom remain happy, healthy, and home.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383. Or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. SCG is a 501c3 not-for-profit healthcare organization dedicated to providing quality healthcare within our continuum of care. Whether you or a loved one is in need of skilled nursing services, home health, or outpatient therapy, they can help you. SCG has skilled nursing communities providing around-the-clock care in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Transitions Therapy is their very own outpatient therapy division that covers physical, occupational, and speech therapies for all ages, including pediatrics. No matter if you're transitioning from one of their hospital partners or from one of their communities, their home health division, Diamond Home Health, can assist you in your recovery while in the comfort of your home. Their priority is to provide you with a continuum of care that includes skilled nursing, medical home services, and rehabilitation by a team of experienced professionals dedicated to getting you back to living your best life. At SCG, this is what they consider care reimagined. Visit them on the web at www.seniorcaregroup.com. Call 813-341-2771 or message Senior Care Group on Facebook.
Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the Caregiver Affirmation, or to listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.caregiversradio.com. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at caregiversradio.com. There's a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email Linda and she will find the resource you are looking for. Interested in having Linda speak at one of your events? Just give her a call at 833-795-9990. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, you know, caregivers, when somebody offers to help you, say yes.
Yes,
thank
please.
You very much.
Thank you.
You very much. And before we talk to our kind mouse friends here, I just went on Sunday night. There's going to be a special on 60 Minutes, a feature story on frontal temporal dementia. And you know what I say, guys, all the time. You have to have an education with dementia. You need to know what kind of dementia your loved one has. They're not all the same. The symptoms are different.
The
behaviors are different. A lot of things are the same, but a lot of things aren't. And the better education you can have on what your loved one's condition is, the better journey it's going to be for both of you. So that's 60 Minutes, Sunday, May 5th at 7 o'clock.
I got to watch that.
Okay, girls, let's talk all about these kind people that we have with us today, Gina and Sarah. Tell us how the Kind Mouse started and what the Kind Mouse is.
All right. Well, the Kind Mouse started, it's going to be 7 years ago this Friday.
Seven years.
Yeah, we have a big birthday. Mayor Kreisman and the City of St. Pete again this year proclaimed May 10th Kind Mouse Day. So
that's
we're very,
cool.
very excited.
Oh, that's
yes.
very
yes,
cool.
Yes, so if you have a Kind Mouse shirt, please wear it to always be a Kind Mouse. But anyway, we started it when the economy fell. People who never in a million years thought they would be without a job. I actually do architecture, and when the economy
no
fell...
Work.
All yep, yeah. I had to close my shop, but all of my contractors, good, hardworking people, had the gentlemen had their wives working in the offices, and they lost two salaries, so they lost their homes, etc. So we decided to open up the Kind Mouse, and so we helped the chronically hungry kids in the area. 265,000 little tummies have been filled in the 7 years.
265,000. That shows you how many empty tummies there are.
Yeah. Yep.
In our country.
Yes, Sarah. How many kids are hungry
here.
In Pinellas?
There are 7,000 chronically hungry children.
In Pinellas County?
In Pinellas.
In
our
County.
Neighborhood.
Wow.
Okay, and what does chronically hungry mean?
Chronically hungry means that they're not just hungry. They don't know when they're going to get their next meal, if they're going to have a next meal.
They basically only have their food at school.
Their
That's
food
chronically
at school.
Hungry.
And what are they doing on the weekends?
That's where we come in.
Yay.
Yay. The kind mouse pops in. We have a program called Mouse Nibbles. We work under the umbrella of Pack a Snack. And for the schools, we send home weekend packages of food. But now we're also feeding a Gibbs High School football team, daycares. We're going out into the community and finding the hungry children.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're, you know, you might be hungry at school, but the schools are targeting the true chronically hungry, but they do have a cutoff.
Right.
So what about the next in line?
And what's going to happen for the summer?
Right. Well, over the summer, we feed every child over at Lakewood Elementary because it's the Bridge program. So we'll feed all them, and then we go out into the community and just find everyone that we can, and we feed them. We're going to be teaming up with Duncan McCullen, the glassblower. He does a really nice program. Bees Learning, and there's many agencies that we work with. Dolores Smith, a daycare, and the kids, we actually bring our outreach kids there and they play with the babies. And so it's kind of fun. But yeah, so
where do you get all this food from?
Donations. We do food drives all the time. The community has really blessed us. And then we also have, we get grants, mainly Family Foundation grants, mm-hmm. but we do get grants from Franklin Templeton and Wells Fargo. And we've just been very, very blessed.
And anybody else that wants to?
Yes, 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 yes.
It's a very simple thing that we need to feed the kids in our own neighborhood, please.
Yes, Sarah, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing, volunteering at the Kind Mouse for about 2 years.
About 3 years now.
Three.
Yeah, and how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
God love you. Can you imagine at that age?
It's important. It's important. You're a leader in our community at your age already.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And it must make you feel good to make a difference, too.
Yeah, it feels amazing.
Because you're blessed to not have to ever be hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids, I'm hungry. No, I don't want that. Well, we know you're not hungry.
Right.
Exactly. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And the schools actually gave us, as I call it, a menu. And it's peanut butter, milk, juice, cereal, Vienna sausages, granola bars, applesauce, pudding, but a lot of high-calorie, fatty food.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And people are saying, whoa, but they do that because these children are truly starving.
And they need the calories.
They need the calories and the high sugar, a lot of sugar for the development of their brains and their bones. So, yeah, and we bring, and it's little individual snack-sized foods that they can carry on their backs. You have to think of a first grader being home alone, carrying it home all by themselves, and being able to open it. So it's all the little individual snack-sized foods.
Because there's some kids that probably don't have that and go home on the weekend and think, what am I going to eat this weekend?
Well, Pinellas County says there's 7,000 of them. And then you have to remember they have baby brothers and sisters also. So we tell the schools that we provide, if you know that they have little ones at home, please send home extra bags.
Yeah.
And that's why we're out in the community trying to find the other children that are hungry.
Well, you know, and then there's other issues, too. I had custody of my grandchildren for 6.5 years. And there was times it was tough for us, but mm-hmm. there was times it was much tougher for some other seniors that were taking care of their grandchildren.
Yes.
Because sometimes the grandchildren, they have taken care of them, and they have taken care of each other, and people are embarrassed to say, I don't have enough.
Yes, the pride thing is a big problem.
It's hard.
Yes, it really is. And we do help the families, like the contractors I was talking about. But it's so sad. I wish they would come earlier. But by the time they come to us, they're truly looking for a loaf of bread. And once they see that we feed them and their pets for 90 days, it's amazing how they turn around in 2 or 3 weeks. It's just, all of a sudden, their personalities come back.
Yeah.
They walk in the door,
they're
in tears, it's all confidential. And this should not be happening.
No.
So we just really
And it's okay because stuff does happen, though.
It does.
You know, so stuff does happen. So yes. There's places you can go to that are going to give you... How can people find you?
They go to our website.
Which is?
www.thekindmouse.org. Yes.
.org.
Yes.
So they can find you there if they need food, if they want to give food, if they want to volunteer. Tell us about what kind of volunteers you need.
Well, we have our outreach program. And this starts at ages 5 and up. Do you want to tell them about it? About mice in training?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the mouse in training, we have jobs. I'm the president. And we pack food in our bags. And we have meetings twice a month.
Mm-hmm. We look at these kids as our future leaders. So we start them truly at age 5, where they run a board, president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. It's very, very cute.
Yeah.
And
it's but brilliant.
It's responsibility. We're really teaching them Robert's Rules. It's really amazing what we're doing with these kids and the love that they have. They run food drives. They come and they do public speaking. They do radio gigs with us, television
gigs. Kids are powerful.
They're amazing. And it's, and it just really, what it does to my heart, watching these kids blossom, it's just amazing. And they truly have such compassion for the children that we're feeding. They run their own food drives through their schools. They're doing everything. And you know, I look at them as my succession plan, that one day one of these kids will come back. We have mice in training ages 5 through 12, and then 13 through 18 are mice interns. And then over the summer, we run a video program. My husband does network television.
Okay.
And so he teaches them a video program, and they do, if you go on our YouTube, all the videos there the kids have produced.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
cool.
It's really, and then Sarah will be participating it this year.
To be an intern next year, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Way.
Yay. It's exciting. You know, I always say to my grandchildren, service work is not not optional. It's a commitment.
Yes.
It's something that we all need to do for our community.
Right.
You know, I'm a lot with the Kiwanis and the K kids and everything. And remember years ago, Skylar with the Relay for Life?
Yep.
You know, my granddaughter was doing relays with me starting at like 2 years old. And it would be with different organizations. And one year, she was, I think she was like 12 years old at the time.
Well, I don't think she was that old, Lenny. Maybe 10.
She's like, so when's relay this year? And I told her the date. I said, but we're not having a team. We're not going to stay overnight this year. We're going to participate. Because you know it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have anybody. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, you know, just to start a team, it's like $200, mm-hmm. you know, and you got to do this. So she went up in her bedroom and she made pot holders and jewelry and ran around the neighborhood and sold it and came back with like $92. And goes, when are we starting the team?
Oh,
I'm like, right
cute.
Now.
Yeah, their little hearts. It's amazing.
Yeah.
David, it just blows us all away how good they are. We have some kids who have been with us 5 years, and we only started it 5 years ago. They just never left.
Right.
And they're winning awards. One child just got the Mason-Dixon Award for volunteerism through WEDUB More Awards.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And our largest event is the Masquerade, which we have every August. And the kids, we really showcase them there. Although it's an adult affair, we'd make it a big party. However, we do showcase the kids at this event because we're so proud.
Tell us about these
do.
Events you have that are coming up.
Okay, well, the Masquerade. You want to talk about the Masquerade? Tell us when it is.
So the Masquerade is Saturday, August 17th from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
And it's at the 737 event venue, which is the old Lyceum, downtown St.
Pete. Okay.
Beautiful, magnificent, old historic building.
And what is this event about?
This event is our largest fundraiser. We ask everyone to dress in Mardi Gras colors. Although it is a true sit-down dinner and all, we get everybody up and participating. It's the typical silent auction. Mm-hmm. We'll have a wine auction and all that. However, we make it more of a party atmosphere. And like I said before, we showcase the children, all that they've done all year. So it's really a beautiful event.
Yeah.
We're planning about 250 people, and it will sell out because we do every year, which is wonderful. And then
if it's sold out, you can still send money.
There you go. Yes, and where can we send that money to?
Yes.
www.thekindmouse.org.
That's right. And then we have a 5K.
Okay.
And this is our second year doing the 5K. And we did this in memory last year of one of our advisory board members who passed. And honestly, we had no idea what we were doing. But it was such a huge success.
Isn't that how everything starts?
We had no idea. I mean, I jog, but you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we did this 5K and it was such a huge success. And this year we're doing it where we're timing it and getting the course certified and all. And that will be on October 6th over at Walsingham Park.
Oh, I love Walsingham Park.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So and it was just such a good time. And then we have something for everyone. If you don't want to run, you could walk.
Right.
Or if you don't want to do that, bring your dog and dress it up in a costume, and we'll do a little contest.
Yes.
And it was just a blast last year, and we're really looking forward to it this year also.
So if someone wanted to go to the store and buy some things, where would they drop them off? What would they do, and what things should they look to buy that could help you?
Little snack-size individual food.
So dollar store stuff.
Yeah, they could do that, yes.
You know, for somebody who just wants to help a little. Yeah, or they can go
Lance
buy a whole big, you know, they, or
that,
they can go to Sam's Club and get you a whole big box.
Right. The Glance crackers, Vienna sausages. The little kids love Vienna sausages. I know. Yeah.
I just the thought of
it. I know.
Teaches
the little pastas, yes.
Yeah.
Just granola bars are big with the kids.
Really?
The Jif peanut butter cups. We prefer to get the smaller items, and the reason is because we're feeding so many.
Right.
Now, we are, like, for the football team, we can give them a big jar of peanut butter.
They'll eat that, it in 3 days.
So don't think we won't take it, but we do prefer the small,
individual.
Yeah, the
snack-sized
food.
And you want things to stay
food.
Fresh. And
yes, yes.
Yeah. So the dollar store and Sam's is a good
yes,
place.
Yes,
yeah.
And Walmart.
Yes.
It just, yeah, and the BOGOs at Publix, a lot of people.
Yeah, just yes. Do your BOGOs.
Right, and the list is right on our website. What's that website?
www.thekindmouse.org.
And then where would they drop the stuff off?
They can just contact us, and they'll come over to our pantry, which is at 1801 16th Street North, St. Pete. Now, the thing is, they do need to contact us because we're not there at all times. If
right.
We're not there, they could just drop it off with our neighbor.
All right, and so if you just have you and a bunch of your friends going shopping this weekend when you do your food shopping, why don't you just pick up an extra couple of boxes of stuff? And if you get a whole bunch of people in your neighborhood and do it, and you have a whole bunch of stuff at your house, I'm sure we could get somebody to go over there and pick it up and
yes.
Get it together, because it's strength
for money,
in numbers.
You,
and, yeah.
You yes. Take money.
Yes, and we have donation buttons that are safe on our website. They're all secure and everything. And that's, once again, you just have to go to the website and just hit donate.
Yeah, and so as simple
yes,
as that.
We would greatly appreciate that. Because the more, you know, the more funds that we get, the more kids that we can feed.
And this is right in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
This is right in our neighborhood, guys. So simple. Just go and make a little donation. You know, maybe you don't go out to dinner tonight. Maybe you give that money to some kid that needs to have a dinner. Alrighty. Well, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio on Tan Talk.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Attention caregivers, has someone you care for been diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's disease? If so, we need your help. We're looking for men and women 55 to 80 years of age for a new research study to see if an investigational medication can potentially slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease. Eligible participants will receive study-related care, monitoring, and investigational medication or placebo. Compensation for time and travel may be available to patient and caregiver. Call Meridian Research today at 727-347-8839 or 813-563-6009 to see if you qualify.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents, and they can help yours too.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
I wish we were going to the Kentucky Derby. We don't get to go this weekend, but you know what happens when you hear your horns. You need to go get your paper and pen because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
But I wish you were at the Kentucky Derby, too.
I do.
I don't think I'd like mint julep, though. But I'd like the gold glass.
Yeah, we could. You know what? Maybe we should plan to try to do that next year.
We should. And
put it on our bucket list. It would be fun. Okay.
On May 11th at 8:30 a.m. is the MDA Muscle Walk at Al Lopez Park in Tampa. Please sign up with a team or start your own team and ask others to join and support you with a donation. Your donation will help to support people with neuromuscular disease through research. For more information, call 727-577-1700. On May 18th, the City of Seminole will host a hurricane seminar featuring Ed Bloodsworth, the meteorologist on WFLA Channel 8 from 10 to noon at the Seminole Community Library on 113th Street North.
And there's a bunch of other...
there's a lot of them.
I see them on TV on Bay News 9. There's a lot of hurricane seminars going on. We'll be doing a show the week after next about hurricane preparedness and for seniors. But take advantage of these seminars. There are things that happen each year. There are new resources. There are new information that you need to know. So, you know what I said? Knowledge is power.
Yes, it is. On May 18th from 2 to 3 p.m., Sages is presenting Denying Gravity at the PHSC Performing Arts Center in Newport Richey. First time in Newport Richey.
Yeah.
Admission is free. Donations are welcome. For more information, call 727-536-7076. And we went last week.
We went last week. I'll tell you, I really enjoyed the show. It's a show called Denying Gravity, but really it's about fall prevention for seniors. But we put it in, it's in a comical way. Because a lot of times we need to pay attention to those little things because we all know that the fall can be the end. The fall can really be the end.
Yeah.
And we don't want that to happen. So go get yourself entertained and have a few laughs and learn a little bit about fall prevention.
Okay. On June 5th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. with registration at 9:30, Arden Courts of Seminole is having a free dementia caregiving seminar. Dr. Peter Robbins, author of The 36-Hour Day, will be the guest speaker. RSVP by calling 727-517-7800.
Yes, Dr. Robbins is one of the top experts on this. He wrote the book, The 36-Hour Day, a few years back. It's a Bible for many caregivers. Like I say, when you go to these different events, you're going to learn things you don't learn anywhere else between... just tips from people there and what else is going on. It's a whole different thing.
And you don't feel so lonely.
You don't feel so, and the same thing about going to a support group. I got a support group next Saturday morning at Arden Courts in Seminole. Come, we have a few laughs. We always have a few laughs at the support group, if anything.
And a few tears.
And a few tears, and tears are good. Sometimes you need to come to the support group because you can't really cry at home or you don't want to cry in front of your kids or whatever, but you can come. I always have lots of tissues and stuff and a few jokes and we have some goodies. But think about that. It's really important. Okay, Katie, what's the last thing you want to tell our listeners today?
I think just kind of continuing the theme of what we already talked about is that take care of yourself so that you can take care of those that you're caring for. But if you're experiencing any pain or any frustration in your life regarding your memory, your movement, your activities of your daily life, give us a call. Our number is 813-341-2726. You can check us out at transitionsrehab.com or check us out on Facebook, and we would love to help you. We would love to become a part of your family so that all of you and your family can continue to be well.
Thanks so much for being with us today. And think about that, because not just is your loved one having that ache or pain, is the caregiver having the ache or pain? Because I know what happens. The caregiver doesn't sleep through the night. The loved one sleeps through the night. The caregiver's worrying if they're taking their medicine. The caregiver's not taking care of themselves. So take care of yourself, caregiver, so that you can take care of them, because if not, the worst scenario could happen. Hate to say it, but... All right, Gina. Well, what's the last thing you want our listeners to know?
We would love to invite people to do a tour at the Kind Mouse. Come walk through and see all that we do, see the activity, and we're always looking for volunteers. There's a lot of work to be done, and of course, we encourage the mice in training and mice interns for the kids to participate, but it is a year-long program. We do stress that.
Yeah, you have to make a commitment.
Yes, yes.
And that's fine.
It's the only way it will work,
that way. How do you feel when you do this volunteer work? Just tell me.
It feels great to help people who have less than we do.
Yeah, like food. Something as simple as mm-hmm. food.
It's hard to believe, isn't it, that there's that many people in Pinellas County?
Yeah.
Because Pinellas County is a nice county.
Yes. Yeah. It's very, very sad. Well, there's 7,000 that are chronically hungry of the kids, and then 36,000 that have some sort of food insecurity. So they may or may not have some food.
Yeah.
Which is just absolutely horrible. Yes. And the child should not have to think about this.
No, they shouldn't. Yes. So please, come on, guys. Reach into your pockets. Go get some food. Make a donation. These kids are our future. These are the kids that are going to be taking care of us.
That's right.
So we have to make sure that they're well-fed and educated and everything. And you know what? Think about speaking to your children or your grandchildren about doing some volunteering. I think it's very important for children to learn to be a part of their community. And just because you probably had no idea that these things were happening, that there was kids that didn't have enough food until you started, right?
No, yeah, not before.
Right, because everybody just thinks this is my little world and everything's cool here.
And
you don't realize that.
Yeah.
That your neighbor may not have food on the table. It's crazy.
Exactly.
So where can they reach you guys?
www.thekindmouse.org.
And where are you located if they want a tour?
We're in St. Petersburg, on 1801 16th Street North, but we do need to ask that you please
call
set up
ahead.
An appointment. Yes.
And what's the phone number?
727-518-5575.
Thank you, ladies. We're
Thank
so glad
you.
That you're with us today.
I
love your shirts. You can see that on Facebook if they're seeing you.
And always remember to be a kind mouse.
Yes, always remember to be a kind mouse. Mm-hmm. Kindness. And thank you very much, because they just gave me a t-shirt for my grandson. And I'm sure he's going to love it. Mm. It'll be really good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in today to all my wonderful listeners. I know that your time is precious, and I know sometimes it's not so easy just to be able to sit down and listen to a radio show. But you can go and listen to a podcast and live on Facebook and YouTube and wherever the heck we are.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. In 2 weeks, we're going to have the caregiver contest, so please nominate a caregiver. They will win 8 hours of respite care either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands, and a massage and a facial and a dinner and a bunch of stuff. Look forward to spending time with you next week. I'll be telling you all about the honor flight. Very excited. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. You just called up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, and all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.